Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. 9:07 on the clock. You have your host, James J. here. I'm joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we are joined by our good friend, Bill Heck. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing good. How you doing, Bill?
Well, I'm doing better today than I did yesterday. I was supposed to be here yesterday.
We did miss you, but understandable, and it does give us an opportunity to wish you a very, and you and yours, a very happy anniversary.
Well, thank you.
I hope you guys had a good day.
Oh, yeah. We were going to go out, but then my wife said she'd rather have some home cooking, so we just ate supper at home. I mean, 56 years, you know, it's kind of old hat after that.
Yeah. Bill joins us once a month with our monthly veterans update. What do you have for us today, Bill?
Well, I wanted to tell you about the Honor Flight. The Flight 41 completed their mission on Monday, and Flight 42 will be taking off on the 3rd of October. Mm-hmm. One of the things, I got a call from the Honor Flight, and they requested that we put out about the mail call. Mm-hmm. These guys, on their way back from D.C., they have mail call on the plane. And they want people to write letters to Never Forgotten Honor Flight and send a letter, and they can send it to a specific person on the flight, or they can just say, "Dear Veteran," and that way everybody gets mail on that flight.
Nice. Yeah.
And I have the address here. I'll read it, and I'll leave you a copy in case anybody wants it.
Appreciate
You can do it either way. You can address it to specific veteran or to honored veteran. Mm-hmm. And it's care of Never Forgotten Honor Flight, 225780 Rib Mountain Drive, number 780, Wausau, Wisconsin, 54401. And like I say, I'll leave a copy here, so if anybody calls in,
feel free to email me, james@wfhr.com. I'll get this information to you if you need it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. I have a cafe coming up next week, and I have the latest Honor Flight standings for everybody.
Oh, excellent.
I did want to mention a couple of things on here. I got it on here somewhere. Hang on. I'll
get it's there.
I got all the Wisconsin Rapids, Vesper, Rudolph, and Pittsville, and the Coosa Port Edwards people. Mm-hmm. And they can find out their status by either calling you guys or calling me up, and I have their number here. I did want to mention that there's an average of 94 veterans per flight.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
There's four flights per year. Based on that average, if their number is number 376 or less, they should go on one of the flights in 2023.
Good.
Nice.
If their number is 377 to 752, it'll be 2024. Mm. Now, of course, they can go up or down depending on circumstance. If there's a terminally ill veteran, he goes right into the slot.
Understandable.
If somebody passes away, of course, somebody will move up from there. But this is just an average, and I'll leave this list with you.
Okay.
They call for the April and May flights in January and February. The September and October flights are called in June and July.
Okay.
So this list will be here at the radio station. I have a list. They can call me, 262-496-3198, and I can update them on their list.
Now,
this is already taken into effect the next two flights, so those guys are taken out of the list. So this is a true number as of August the 22nd, I think.
Mm. Certainly something to keep in mind with this.
Yeah, a lot of guys, you know, they'll ask me, where am I on the flight? Well, you can go to the Never Forgotten Honor Flight site and find out.
Okay.
But I also have, I print out the list about once every 2 or 3 months, and it's updated at that point. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Now I'll shut up for a minute here.
No, you're doing great.
September the 8th, we have a VVA meeting at 6 p.m. We're going to discuss some important stuff about the orange blossoms there. I'm hoping everybody shows up. Mm-hmm. September the 9th, Nakusa football salute to veterans. They want the veterans to be at the football field by 5:45 p.m.
Yeah, fill up that stadium.
Nice.
Yep. And September the 10th on Saturday at 10 a.m., we're going to need some volunteers to come out there to help and sort and store cemetery flags.
That time of year again.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And then September 15th is a VFW meeting at 6 p.m. September 20th is the VFW steak feed, and I got something I'd like to read for that from 4:30 to 7. And September 28th from 11 to 1 at the VFW, 2711 Redden Road, we're going to have a picnic for the Heroes Cafe.
Oh, nice.
And I was going to, you know, ask for volunteers to come. No, we're going to have that catered by Chatterbox out of Kellner.
That's cool. Nice. That's great. Kathy's, yeah, we love our friends at Chatterbox.
Yes. Yeah. You know, Kathy's a vet, too, so it's great.
It works out.
I wanted to mention a couple of things about the steak feed, and then I'll shut up.
Okay?
The steak feed will be at the post from 4:30 to 7 on September 20th. $20 meal includes a 12-ounce New York strip steak, sautéed mushrooms, sautéed onions, baked potato or rice pilaf, whole kernel corn or green beans, dinner rolls, assorted desserts, condiments, milk, coffee, and a limited takeout menu is available.
So that sounds yum.
One of those
And Sean is our resident cook. He's a vice commander there, and he was a cook in the Army.
So. Ah, okay.
Nice.
Yeah, so knows what he's doing.
Puts out some steak.
Making me hungry.
Yeah.
Bill, and that's all I got this month.
Appreciate all the information, Bill, as always. And you said earlier you have your phone number if people want to have follow-up questions about some of the things we were talking about today. How can they reach you?
Okay, it's area code 262. The number is 496-3198. And I'll give you a copy of that to
I got your number here, and we got the address for the veterans where you can mail your letters for the Never Forgotten Honor Flight. We've got that right here, too. And just one more time, I'm going to read that. That's you put the veteran's name, who it's addressed to, our honored veteran, and CO, Never Forgotten Honor Flight, 225780 Rib Mountain Drive, number 780 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Zip code 54401, 54401. And again, if you need that address again or any of this information, you can certainly email me, james@wfhr.com, or give Bill a call. Bill, we always appreciate the time. Looking forward to next month already.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, next month things are going to start to slow down.
Are they? Yeah. So
hopefully, anyway. We've had to make up for 2020,
and
we're still making up for that.
I'm glad you brought that up, too, because as you mentioned, this next VVA meeting, this September 8th at 6 o'clock, that's an important one. You really want people to show up for that one.
Yes, because we can't, our regular orange blossoms, you know, the orange flowers, we can't get them no more. Nobody's making them. So we're going to switch flowers, and we want everybody to see it, and then we're going to have to come up with a different name because it's a multicolored flower using the colors of the flag from Vietnam.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be a little bit different. It's a little bit more pricey, but nobody's making the orange blossoms no more. So we still want, you know, we're going to be around for at least the next 6 years or so.
Yeah.
Because we are a last man standing organization.
Yeah.
When our last man is done, we're going to fold up shop. But we do have donations that we have to fulfill in between there, and the orange blossoms is our biggest fundraiser. So we've got to do something.
Yeah. When it comes to that last day, which I don't want to think about, that's where that work doesn't stop.
No.
You guys are doing.
The VFW, AMVET, somebody will pick up that work.
And it's on American citizens as well, I think. You guys have done a lot. The least we can do is to pick up the mantle, pick up where you guys have left off, or what you have already gotten started in many ways.
And that's great because, you know, I mean, just because we're a last man standing organization doesn't mean that the veterans organizations are going to go away. And we still encourage everybody, if you're a veteran, get in there and help these organizations. Because if they start taking the benefits we have, we don't have anybody to speak for us at that point, you know?
Yeah.
And it's hard for the younger guys, I know, because they're still working.
Yeah.
But our youngest member at Chapter 101 is 67 years old. Mm-hmm. So, you know, 6 years from now, he's going to be 73.
Right.
Yeah. And yeah. and most of our members are my age, in between 75 and 80 years old. Mm-hmm. At some point, you know, you can't stand out there in front of Walmart for 3 hours right. in the sun.
Yeah, yeah. Again, all the more important the reminder of that there is work to be done, and it's not necessarily just our veterans, citizens. We could be doing a lot of this work. We could be helping with
true.
A lot of this work.
And every year when we do our Orange Blossoms and everything, we ask for volunteers. And I got the girls that work for the American Heroes Cafe, mm-hmm. they've been excellent. Every one of them has taken a shift out mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. The VFW is, I mean, it's just a cooperative thing. You take a town like Wisconsin Rapids, you know, we have 108 members in the VVA, yeah. and there's a couple hundred in the VFW, but guess what? Most of them are the same people.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
you know, you just move from one organization to the other.
And, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, that's okay. I was done.
We do appreciate the time. And again, we're looking forward to talking with you again next month. We'll do this again just like this, okay?
All right. 10-4.
Thanks for the time, Bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and we'll have some more fun here on Mornings on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. You've got Melissa and James here with you at 9:18 on the clock. Again, big shout out to Bill Heck with our monthly mm-hmm. veterans update. Appreciate Bill. I did want to mention that if you are unsure, the VFW Post 2534, our local one here, is at 2711 Redden Road in Wisconsin Rapids. 2711 Redden Road in Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. You can also give them a call when they open their doors, 715-600-0401. That is 600-0401.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need any of the information that Bill was talking about earlier, again, email me, james@wfhr.com, and I will get this info to you.
Yes.
Keep that in mind.
What a delightful man.
Oh, great guy. Yeah, that's right. I forgot that you had met Bill before.
No,
that's
I
awesome. Yeah, he's a good one. That's a good one to meet. The most popular music inspired baby names. That's where we're going next. And I love I don't know what I like more, the topic or the website this is coming from. I've never heard of this website. Confused.com. That's it. Just confused.com.
Oh, like, that could cover so many things.
That's really good, actually. They analyzed the names of babies born in the U.S. in 2021 to find which names are also shared with popular musicians. And here are the top 10 with the artist that inspired the name.
Oh, okay. So it's artists, not music, like, because I was thinking music terms.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that would be interesting, too, though. Mm-hmm. That would be kind of interesting,
cello.
Too. Yeah. I like that.
Don't name me Trumpet Mom.
I like that there's a kid walking around named Baritone. Or Recorder.
Soprano.
Yeah, Soprano. Yeah. So, number 10 on this list, Travis. Inspired either by Travis Scott or Travis Barker. 842 baby boys were named that.
Wow.
Mariah. From Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
937 baby girls were named Mariah.
Okay.
And the purple one himself, Prince. Prince inspired, inspired by Prince. 969 baby names were attached to that one. Now, they don't necessarily say that, well, I named my kid Mariah because of Mariah Carey. They just say that, somebody named their kid Mariah.
Okay, because I was going to ask. I mean, there's multiple ways you can spell Mariah. So
yeah.
Maybe it's the ones that spelled it the same way as the artist.
Mm-hmm.
But Prince, there's, I don't know.
Some are a little more direct, like these next two. I just realized what I did there. Number 7 on the list, Zayn, inspired by One Direction. more direct. I did not mean to do that. I really didn't. Zayn Malik is the inspiration for that one. 1,220 baby boys were named Zayn.
Wow.
And it was spelled Z-A-Y-N the way he spells
okay.
it, I guess.
So that one's more specific. Like Travis. What about Travis Tritt?
Right.
Or other musical artists named Travis.
Mm, yeah. and the next one, Hendrix, obviously from Jimi Hendrix. 1,243 baby boy names were named that. I want to know how many since the 70s were named that.
Right.
In maybe even a bigger number, how many dogs? Like, I literally, like, the first dog I ever had named Hendrix.
Really?
But yeah, it was a wolf Siberian Husky mix.
Hmm.
these gorgeous blue eyes. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that dog. That was a good dog.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Selena inspired some by Selena Gomez, or maybe by the artist Selena that mm-hmm. was around a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
1,443 baby names were named that. That's a beautiful name. I like the name
Selena. Selena, yeah.
Yeah. Taylor. Inspired by Taylor Swift. 1,533 baby girls were named that. Taylor has always been one of those names, boy, girl, right. Like, it fits yeah. both. Mm-hmm. And I think I've met a good 50% of both.
Yep. I have a cousin that's Taylor.
Hmm. Kelly's the other one like that for me, where I've met as many boys named Kelly as I have women named Kelly.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one is a little odd to me. And also Kim, for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah, I've known so many women named Kim that mm-hmm. if I meet a man named Kim, it is a little, like, it takes me a little getting used to, mm-hmm. I'll admit, yeah. That's probably the one that is the one that throws me off the most, as far as, like, your you know, binary names or however mm-hmm. you put it nowadays.
That one and Sean.
Huh, yeah, Sean, yeah. Now, the opposite of that one, where I've known so many men named mm-hmm. Sean, when I meet a woman named Sean, it mm-hmm. is weird. Yes, I agree. Yeah, that's a good one. And there are so many, again, like with some of these other artists, unless they're saying specifically, this is for you, Taylor, we're a Swiftie or whatever they call themselves.
Oh,
or,
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah,
Swifties,
but, maybe. Maybe, but yeah. Otherwise, it could maybe it's a hand-me-down name, you know?
It could be, or you could just like the name.
My parents didn't name me James after Jim Brown, you know, yeah. or James Caan or something like that.
Did they ask these 1,000 parents,
yeah,
like,
who'd
you name your baby after? Taylor Swift.
I wonder how many people actually do that.
Yeah.
Ariana, inspired by Ariana Grande. Again, and a very popular name in Latin culture, though. Mm-hmm. Just in general, really, but especially in Latin culture, Ariana. Yeah. So,
it's a beautiful name.
Not surprising, 2,967 baby girls were named Ariana last year. And again, the next two, a little more specific. But even still, while Willow is inspired by Willow Smith, 5,143 baby girls were named Willow.
Wow.
That is been a popular name on and off. It comes and goes.
It has. When I was little, or like a kid, you know, I knew somebody named Willow, and I just thought it was the prettiest name.
Yes.
And then I saw the movie Willow.
Yeah. I love that movie.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen it since I was a kid. I don't know if it holds up.
Yeah, I should watch it again.
Did you know they have a sequel coming out?
Really?
It's a TV show. Yeah. It stars, I forget his name, but the original actor, the gentleman that was the lead, other than Val Kilmer in it.
Oh, okay. I know who you're talking about. And yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
we'll have to watch the first one.
I'm definitely going to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just want to see how it is and how much it's like the old movie and stuff. That's a good one. And number one on the list, Camilla, after Camilla Cabello. 8,005 baby girls were named Camilla.
Wow.
And that does seem a little specific, especially Camilla is how she spells it, and that is how it was spelled. So
okay.
Seems a little specific.
Yeah, that's more specific than Taylor.
Yeah.
Or Travis.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Some of these, though, I don't think that, I don't know. Like, so there's a couple of other ones on here as far as names go. Like Sawyer, because of Lost.
Okay.
Piper from Orange is the New Black. Arya from Game of Thrones. Dawson from Dawson's Creek. The big one, the one that I've seen the most is Jax from Sons of Anarchy.
Okay.
Like that one, I've seen a lot of that one. Like that one, I think, is kind of like been burnt out now.
You know, I wonder how these kids are going to feel when they find out, you know, at whatever age they find out why they were named what they're named.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I got to think that it's going to be a little bit like, oh. It's a
little, you know, for some of them.
Yeah.
I mean, because you're named after somebody from Orange is the New Black. You hear that when you're a little kid. You're like, oh, okay, cool, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you get to be a teenager or an adult and you watch the whole series and you're like, whoa, I was named after that person.
Yeah, right? Like,
why?
Whoa.
Why was that? Why was I?
why did they do that to me? Do my parents like me? Another thing on this list at confused.com is names that were inspired by basically video games.
Mm.
So like Mario is number one in here from Super Mario. Zelda from The Legend of Zelda. Link from The Legend of Zelda. The number two on this list list is Raiden from Metal Gear and Mortal Kombat.
Wow.
Like 835 kids are named Raiden right now walking around. Like, to
because
your point.
Because of Mortal Kombat.
Like, I don't know. Like, so you're playing Mortal Kombat and all of a sudden, like, wait, but this is what I was named after? This?
Honestly, I like that better than a TV show, though.
Do you? Okay.
I do.
That was my follow-up
I
question.
Do.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have a feeling one way or the other about this. I do think that more parents need to really put themselves in their kids' shoes and think, hey, is this a cool name to me and mm-hmm. just me? And my kid ain't going to think it is?
Right.
It's not about you. Naming your kid should not be about you. It should be about something that you think that you should have involved pride and something that the child can build their voice off of,
mm-hmm.
I think, personally.
Right. Well, and a name has so much tied to it.
Yeah.
You know, we identify by our name. It takes, I don't know, for other people, but for me, it took me a while to appreciate my name and to like my name and to embrace it.
Me too.
But, you know, when you name your child Orangelo because you think it's pretty, but you spell it Orange Jello, that's just not cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
Like
agreed.
Some of these names that parents come up with and tack onto their child for life.
Yeah. Could not agree more.
Orange Jello, where are you?
Yeah. Fighter pilot. I don't want to talk to you here. Fighter pilot. Anybody seen fighter pilot? Anybody? I mean, yeah. Some of these are just.
Moon unit?
Some of them are for attention, and some of them I think are just, you know, maybe that's just where the person's coming from, who they are, mm-hmm. where their mindset is.
Mm-hmm.
One more story before we go to Melissa's news. Kane Brown, very popular country artist, mm-hmm. He has a new job title. Sheriff Christopher R. Swanson did a whole raise your right hand and repeat after me thing when they gave they gave an honorary deputization to Kane Brown.
Really?
Yeah. He performed at the Alley Shaligan Grand Blanc Township, Michigan on Saturday. And earlier that day, he was sworn in as a genius county deputy. That's the name of the county.
Oh, okay. So he's a county deputy?
Yeah. Sheriff Swanson signed it, you know, swore him in and everything. And when it was over, he gave Kane a real badge. A clip of it was posted on the sheriff's office Facebook page. Kane Brown seemed like a little kid about this. Like, he was so happy with it and everything. Oh. Hey, he's a pretty well, like, he carries himself pretty well in the public eye. You know, pretty handsome man, got one of those smiles that you can't forget, like, mm-hmm. and everything. He looks like a little kid in this video. like he looks like he's 13 years old.
Like, this is what he's always wanted.
Yeah. It's just kind of a fun video and good on
interesting.
Them.
Interesting.
It is just one of those things, too, where the more we show things like this, the better that bridge between the public and our officers, our, mm-hmm. our police departments, our sheriff departments, the stronger that gets.
Mm-hmm.
And also gives me a segue into Morning Magazine today, where we are welcoming in Sheriff Sean Becker.
We need to build those relationships between our law enforcement and our community so that we have relationships.
One of the first conversations Sheriff Becker and I had off air, as well as moving it to on air, was about bad police officers.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody dislikes bad cops more than cops, good cops. Like, they make their job that much harder.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to do something here.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of people, those knuckleheads, don't have a right to bring down the whole department
mm-hmm.
or a whole industry, a whole thing. I don't know about the rest of you, but I love watching Westerns. I don't want to live in one.
Right.
I think it's a good idea that we have police and, you know, departments and these things. I think it's important.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to, you know, funnel out the bad.
Well, and you
nobody's
can do that.
Nobody's trying to do that harder than our police captains or our sheriffs or any of these people.
And you can have that in every industry. I mean, every industry has someone who is not a good employee.
Yep.
It's part of life.
Wait a minute. I'm not sure who that is here in the building. Does that mean it's me? Oh my gosh, it's
James,
me.
But
it's me, isn't it, Melissa?
Since you decided that, you know, if you're going to out yourself, well, all right, fine.
I just
had a real
epiphany there. I'm going to go ahead and do some thinking. I'm going to do some soul searching. You guys go ahead and listen to Melissa's news. And we'll be right back with some more fun stuff on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back. Mornings on WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you at 9:37 on the clock. Hope you're having a good day out there. Got a little more entertainment news we want to touch on. Disney Plus Day is tomorrow. It's
Ooh.
Basically a day where a bunch of new stuff comes out. It's earlier this year to lead into D23 Fan Club Convention this weekend. So something to keep in mind there with it being a little bit earlier. But there are some big things coming out. We're just going to touch on some of them for those that are Disney Plus lovers and subscribers and all. The premiere of the live-action Pinocchio with Tom Hanks as Geppetto. There is a there's a lot of people in that one.
I would watch that one.
I'm probably going to end up watching it. I almost think for a fact that I will. I don't see a lot of these kind of movies anymore. Kids movies, you know. But it doesn't necessarily look like this. It is a kids movie, but it doesn't seem like just a kids movie. Like it seems like one of those ones built for adults as well.
Right.
Robert Zemeckis directed this, directed Forrest Gump, among other many great legendary movies. So you've got an amazing director. You have one of the world's greatest actors in Tom Hanks playing Geppetto.
Right.
So I'm very curious about that. Luke Evans is the coachman. Like, you've got a pretty good cast with this, too.
Okay.
So that's going to be, a lot of people are going to be very interested to see that. I'm curious to see what the numbers are like of how many people that watch that one. And let's see here, the streaming premiere of Thor, Love and Thunder. There's also a Marvel Studios Assembled special about the making of the movie. I personally liked it. Like, okay. It seemed like it did really well in the box office. They made their money back and everything. But critically, was a little bit picked on. I liked it, though. I kind of liked the Thor movies being a little weirder. Tati, the director of it, can almost do no wrong to me. So I tend to like these kind of movies. But not everybody does.
A little more quirky.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like either people want their superhero movies to completely like take themselves way too seriously or be way too silly. Like, I kind of like
there's
that
middle
ground.
Of the road.
I like the middle ground. Okay. I like that kind of. A new original series called Cars on the Road with Owen Wilson and Larry the Cable Guy returning as the voices of Lightning McQueen and Mater. That should be fun.
Cute.
My nephews will be enjoying that one.
Oh, yeah.
Brie Larson, who is Captain Marvel, speaking of superheroes, Brie Larson made a doc series about 10 coming-of-age stories called Growing Up. I really like that she does this kind of stuff. Brie Larson's one of those people. She kind of like blew up overnight. She didn't necessarily become a star overnight. I think a lot of people knew who she was already from, you know, multiple movies and different TV show appearances. But there's a difference of being a big name and being a star. Like, when you're a star, you're world known. And that's where she is now. Captain Marvel has put her on a level where she is a household name.
The world stage.
Yeah. And when you take that stature and then you do these kind of things with it, where you're trying to help out, you remember what it was like for you growing up or trying to help out kids in any way. I admire that.
Well, and she's taken on some roles. I'm just, you know, going through here quickly, but like the role she did in Room.
Yes.
Now that is a role that you wouldn't necessarily. That's a heavy, heavy role.
Got goosebumps thinking about that performance.
Yeah.
So good. It's such.
I've read the book. I haven't seen the performance yet, but the book itself, the weight of what that movie took on.
That woman has another layer to her that is just incredible. When she takes it up that notch, like you see her in commercials and she's having fun, she's got a great smile and all that. She takes it to that level and it's all different. All bets are off. She's one of the best in the world, I think. Sing-along versions of Frozen and Frozen 2 are coming out as well.
Oh, nice.
A behind-the-scenes documentary about the making of Obi-Wan Kenobi called Obi-Wan Kenobi, A Jedi's Return. Definitely want to see that. I just because it's Ewan McGregor, partially, I'll admit.
It's Star Wars.
It's Star Wars. It's Obi-Wan. And at select AMC theaters, there will be a $5 screenings of Encanto, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, Newsies, Cars, and Thor Ragnarok.
Really?
From September 8th to the 19th. And if you're a Disney Plus subscriber, you can get a drink and popcorn combo for $5.
Wow. Cool.
Tomorrow only, the parks in California and Florida are letting in Disney Plus subscribers 30 minutes early.
Ooh.
That's a really smart idea.
30 minutes early.
That's a very smart idea. I bet you that. I wonder how many people subscribers they're going to get just because they go to Disney World so much. I had no idea. Like, I've made some connections in the past year or so in Florida, and I had some job opportunities and that. Mm-hmm. So I'm talking to more and more people from there, and I never really have.
I just realized, found that came across in conversation the other day, and talking about this thing in the radio in near Key West. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about it, and they start telling me, yeah, and I was at Disney World the other day. And I'm like, no, you guys say that so nonchalantly. They're like, well, yeah, it's right next
it's right
door.
There.
We go there all the time. Like, there's people that go there just for lunch.
It's like us talking about going to Wisconsin Dells.
Right, right. I just never
I was at Noah's Ark the other day, and...
I never really thought of it that way, but yeah, absolutely. And, mm-hmm. and so I do wonder, I'm sure it's a small percentage, but I wonder if there's people who will subscribe to Disney Plus just to get in early.
30 minutes, though. Really?
I don't know. I've never been there before.
Doesn't seem like enough of a bonus.
It doesn't seem like it, but I don't know if it really does make a difference or not, because I've literally never even been in the same state as one of those parks.
We'll have to ask Beth.
Yeah, yeah. We'll go to our
resident.
Our business, resident Disney expert. Yes. Beth, or basically any kid under 10. One of the two, whatever we can get to. I prefer Beth, but I mean, hey, we got a 10-year-old walking around.
Well,
we gotta
ask him. Why not?
There will also be special photo ops and character meet and greets going on at the parks.
Okay.
I think it is cool that the Disney Plus is not like Disney Plus Day isn't just like a like an excuse to just say, hey, and then here's all of our stuff that is there every other day.
They're actually offering something above and beyond. So that's something.
To be fair, Disney can afford to do that.
Right.
If anybody can afford to go above and beyond, it's Disney. But that doesn't mean that they don't still deserve credit for doing it. Mm-hmm. I do admire that. I think that they're giving you a lot here. And, and there's a little bit of something for almost everybody, because I wrap up with a new Simpsons short where Lisa learns that being a villain might be more fun than being a princess. Which is really what this is all about. None of this other stuff. I mean, it's all well and good and everything.
As long as Simpsons.
New Simpsons short. Mm-hmm. That's all that matters, people. It's a new season coming up this month, too. That actually, there's a lot of stuff, I think, for a little something for everybody there. Mm-hmm. And they did a really nice job with that. I really admire the whole, look, Disney can make their money back, like, for that Pinocchio movie, just releasing it in theaters. Like, releasing in theaters. Outside of a John Carter, anything with the Disney D on it, it's going to do well.
Yeah, and it's Tom Hanks.
Right.
So it's not going to do bad.
They do right by their subscribers, and they do a real tip of the hat to their subscribers by doing this.
Mm-hmm.
There is a bit of playing devil's advocate and looking at all sides of this. Maybe Disney saw the finished cut and like, okay, we're not releasing that in theaters. A lot of streaming services do this.
Mm-hmm.
But that probably isn't the case with this one.
I wouldn't think so.
I don't think it is. And I have not heard that. Usually you hear some rumblings about that kind of thing. I've heard nothing but positive things as far as that movie goes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break. We will come back with us a little bit more entertainment news for you. Before we do that, though, Melissa, we did want to let our audience know about a street closure in Wisconsin Rapids.
We have a new closure that started this morning at 7 a.m. Airport Avenue between 16th Street South and 32nd Street South is closed due to water service work by Water and Lighting. Mm. They started this morning at 7, and they will be closed for approximately 3 weeks. So traffic for that area is detoured to 2 Mile Avenue and 32nd Street South.
We will take a break, come back, and have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR. Mel and James here with you at 9:48 on the clock. Thanks very much for joining us, everybody. Stick around. We got Morning Magazine coming up in just a few, where we will welcome in Sheriff Sean Becker and from our Wood County Sheriff's Department for the entire hour, along with Taylor from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media.
Mm-hmm.
You got some over there, Mel?
Nope.
Okay, I wanted to make sure. Because you got good stuff sometimes. So I don't want to run over it.
No, I'm just excited to hear what Sheriff Sean Becker has to say.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm also a little excited because I get to talk about Rihanna for a minute. I don't want to brag here, but Rihanna and I share a birthday. So we've got a bit of a connection, her and I.
Chemistry connection.
She has no idea who I am. I'd like to see more billionaires doing this kind of thing. Last week, Rihanna and a group of friends hit up New York City, a joint called Caviar Russi, where they enjoyed champagne, sushi, caviar, all this stuff. A huge, like, very fancy place.
And expensive sounding stuff.
Very, yeah. She asked the staff to stay past closing. And they eventually wrapped things up around 2 a.m., but they did stay open a little late for her.
Mm-hmm.
And since they were cool about it, staying open for her, Rihanna paid them back by helping them close.
A source says she was cleaning up and pushing bar stools back in the back, helping with dishes,
wow,
like all these things, like just basically, well, she used to do this kind of work. Yeah. She used to, before she was Rihanna that everybody mm-hmm. knows and everything.
She just pitched in.
Just did, yep.
Rolled her sleeves up.
Along with, clearly, maybe it's obvious, but, you know, over-tipping all of these people in these things.
Mm-hmm. Making it worth their while.
I'd like to see more of that kind of stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I to be fair, maybe it happens, you know, we just don't get the social media, you know, we didn't have as much social media, so maybe we just didn't hear about a lot of these stories or whatever, but yeah, I that's a really good one right there.
That is cool, because she's asking them to work above and beyond what yeah. they're already scheduled and putting them out, and so then she's giving back, which is just that's how it should be, in my opinion.
Right, yeah. I'm not a big believer in giving people credit for things that they should do, you know,
yeah.
But in a situation like this, when you go above and beyond, I do think that that's cool. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is a That Ain't Right story or not. It depends on maybe where you live. Earlier this year, CarMD reported that the average cost of a check engine light issue, it was about $393 last year. And now they're broken it down by state. The average repair cost, part and labor, was $418 in Connecticut, which was more than any other state.
Hmm.
So how much car repairs cost per state?
Interesting.
It's kind of one of the things we're dealing with here, and I hope my microphone is sounding better now. The average repair cost per state is where we're going. So it goes Connecticut, then Colorado, then California, then D.C., then Georgia. On the other end, the average repair cost in Maine was $349, which was the cheapest of any state. Ohio was next, then Michigan, Iowa, wrapping it up, Wisconsin.
Okay. That was almost an alphabetical list, James.
Yeah, kind of weird how that happened. Yeah. It's just, you know, the way that this report is being done, I guess. For the sixth consecutive year, Vermont had the lowest average labor cost of $127.15. And for the fourth year in a row, drivers in Mississippi paid the most on average for labor, about $151.
Hmm. Well, you know, it doesn't... Now, we can't all fix our own vehicles.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Some of us are blessed with having someone in our family that can fix things for us. My dad has fixed a lot of things for me on my car, but I have a trusted mechanic, a couple of them, actually, that I've had over the years that I take my vehicle to. My check engine light comes on, and I take it in, and he's like, yep, nope, same issue. Just turns it off for me. Yeah. I bake him cookies. We're good.
Just a couple of, but as we go into our good stories of the day, I did want to touch on one more time. It is Constitution Day. This day commemorates the formation and signing of the U.S. Constitution by 39 brave men on September 17th in 1787, recognizing all who are born in the U.S. or by naturalization have become citizens.
Yes.
We are fortunate to have this wonderful parchment, this piece of paper that we build and have created so much off of.
Mm-hmm.
It is an incredible document, and it means something to this day.
Yes.
I like to think that it continues to mean something going forward.
Yeah. We have to protect it.
That's just it, Mel. Yes. Mm-hmm. Freedom isn't free.
No. We the people.
Mm-hmm. America's Constitution has endured more than two centuries, longer than any other constitution in human history. It is incredibly well written. It is the concept of it is incredibly important, just as much as the principles of the Declaration of Independence, of democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Democracy matters. Democracy is important. Democracy is not meant to be divisive. Democracy is meant to show us, oh, you guys have a problem similar to ours. Oh, okay. Maybe we don't vote the same. Maybe we don't, but we have similar issues here.
And how can we work together to fix it?
Right, right. Because it's meant to be working together.
Yes.
This divisiveness and the people that push, be careful of the people that try to divide and conquer.
Yeah.
What are their agendas?
Yes.
Where are they? What do they got to say? Because usually if I got something to say, I'll speak for myself. I don't, I'm not going to take the time to talk about Joe Schmo.
Right.
If they're taking all their time to talk about Joe Schmo, maybe they got nothing to say. Maybe they got nothing to stand on.
Right.
I tell you who did have something to stand on, those 39 brave people that did this.
Yes.
They had something to say. They believed in bringing us together. They believed that dividing and conquering was not the way politics should be done.
Mm-hmm.
And just wrapping that up on one thing, this wonderful quote from the legend Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We have the oldest written constitution still in force in the world, and it starts out with three words, we the people.
Yes. Very good to remember.
Mm-hmm. Also good to remember, we have FRM Fest coming up this Saturday.
Yes. I
want to encourage you to check that out. It is going to be a great show. Go to frmgroup.org to find the complete lineup. Be listening all week, and we'll be going over this and telling you the lineup a bit
and
more.
And a preview show on Friday.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes. We've got a great one coming in on Friday with Brad Jansen joining us. And Brad, of course, is going to be a part of the fest at FRM Fest this Saturday at Robinson Park, going from 1 to 9. It's a free show. It's a free concert.
Show.
Free fest.
Yes.
Free fest.
And they have something for everyone. They have vendors. They have food vendors. They have craft vendors. They have beer and wine and soda. They have a kid zone with inflatables and kids karaoke, kids crafts, face painting.
Yes.
And just it's fun for the whole family, and it's free.
Yeah, buy local, support local, support artists, supporting artists, all of the above.
And that doesn't even mention all of the wonderful music you're going to hear.
Very true. Yeah, and there is you know, musically something for everybody as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be such a good time. We'll meet you at Robinson Park this Saturday. Getting to some good stories of the day. A guy in North Carolina found a penny on the ground, thought it might be lucky, used it to scratch off a lottery ticket, and won $100,000.
How do these stories keep happening?
Yeah,
suppose people have to win the lottery somehow.
I'll tell you this. These stories never happen to people we know. They never seem to happen to people we know.
Mm-mm.
A 83-year-old guy from the UK flew to Australia on Sunday to see his little brother for the first time in 77 years.
Wow.
Their mom passed away when the younger one baby was one, and their dad didn't feel equipped, so he put him up for adoption.
Oh, wow.
And so they haven't seen each other in all those years.
Hmm.
God, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Remember this guy from last year? A 63-year-old man named Paul Venneto is a former flight attendant who was supposed to be on one of the planes on 9/11, but his schedule got changed. So now he pays tribute to his friends who lost their lives that day.
Mm-hmm.
For the 21st anniversary this Sunday, he raised money for charity by spending 3 days pushing an airline beverage cart more than 25 miles from Dulles Airport to the Pentagon in D.C.
Wow.
He starts tomorrow, and he'll finish on 9/11.
Oh, my goodness.
He did the same thing for the 20th anniversary last year, but it was even longer. He spent 20 days pushing a cart 220 miles from Boston to New York.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Anything to help raise awareness. You know, I don't want to say tagline, but kind of the motto for that day is never forget.
Yes.
And now we're at the 21st year?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a long time.
Agreed. We can't forget that day. We can't forget what happened on that day. And along with that, we can't forget what it was like the months after 9/11.
Right.
In my 45 years on this planet, in this country, I have never seen our country more together than the months, maybe the year after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't take a tragedy to bring us that close to each other, that together and everything. We need that back. We need to get a little of that feeling back. And
togetherness.
Yes, yes. And certainly, along with honoring and all the people that we lost on that day,
mm-hmm.
You can do both this coming, you know, this weekend.
Yeah.
And I know I will be.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage others to. I hope you are. It's one of those things where I don't think we can help ourselves but taking, for each of us, where we were on that day and in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, for me, there's this quick appreciation, this quick, perspective. Because part of the reason I continue to fight for this country, I continue to believe in democracy, no matter how bad it gets, no matter how crazy the stories are out there, or how much it seems like we can't get anybody to even agree on bread or anything, let alone politics. That day, I saw fellow Americans running into that building.
Yeah.
I saw people booking into there.
Mm-hmm.
You saw tons of people running away. You saw so many people running towards to help fellow people.
Yeah.
I never forgetting that. That's why I believe in this country. That's why I believe in our people. Because I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, whether it's the last naive bone in my body or not, that the average American is more like that than this knucklehead that wants to divide us up and everything just so that they can make some more money in politics or something like that. Like, I refuse to believe that. Maybe it's the last naive bone in my body, but it'll stay there.
We are going to get out of here on that, but I do want to thank our friends at Quality Plus Printing, Phil Hartley, joining us today. Yes. Always fun talking with Phil.
Thank
Be listening
you, Phil.
Next Wednesday for our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from our friends at Quality Plus Printing, who are at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They're open right now. Go ahead and visit them. And, of course, our good friend Bill Heck with our monthly Veterans Update.
It was really great to meet Bill.
Always appreciate Bill being in. It's a good time. Mel, you have yourself a good day and a
you
good
too,
week.
James.
We'll
you.
Talk again real soon. Stick around. Everybody got more coming up right here on
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE Broadcasting at 97.5 FM.